The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Hey, Charlie, Bo Pelini. Hey, don't screw it up next week now.
Welcome in. Welcome into the Bill King Show, Hour 1. Friday morning, it's the Fun with Audio Friday. You've got me, Crazy Charlie Sonny, and for the next hour, the King taking over the top of the hour from the Southern Steak and Oyster. You know, it's that one Friday each and every month, the third Friday, as a matter of fact, of each month, when we head on down to the Southern, at the corner of 3rd and DeMundrian. It's a perfect spot to stop in and hear some of the best sports talk radio with the Bill King Show starting at 7 o'clock, and also an outstanding spot to get yourself some breakfast. I know many of the listeners who came in for commitments also went on over and checked out the Southern, so come on down and join us beginning at 7 o'clock when Bill King takes over the show live. Of course, you can always start getting your questions and your comments into Bill starting right now if you reach out to him on Twitter, and you can do that through Bill Is King on Twitter, at Bill Is King. Brad Powers in hour number 3, handicapping. Remember, want to get those requests in as early as possible. Use the hashtag AskBP when you're tweeting to Bill King, and he'll relay those requests to Brad Powers in hour number 3. What we're going to do here in the non-portion playing of the season is we're going to spend the hour doing a best of, wrapping up the week that was in the Bill King Show. We'll hear from Chris Landry of Landry Football here in just a little bit, and we'll hear from Kevin Hagan. Kevin and Bill had a very frank conversation about Alabama after the national championship loss to Clemson University, especially with the final score and the way it went down on the field. Now look, for me, I was tempted 100% to come on in and demand that you call and give my Clemson University Tigers the credit that they deserve. But you know what? I kept it quiet. I played it cool the whole way. The national championship belongs to Clemson University. It is their second in 3 years. Dabo Swinney, no doubt, has the program rolling, and it will continue doing that. So no reason for me, on top of the mountain, as an alum of Clemson University who still owes them a significant amount of money and spent time in one of their jail cells. Yeah, right underneath the stadium. Everybody knows that story on the show. No reason for me to start talking now. After all, long way to go before catching up with what Alabama has accomplished in this generation of football, but still very special for Clemson University, very special for Dabo Swinney, and clearly with the amount of freshman talent on that roster, it doesn't look to be slowing down anytime soon. What we're going to do, we'll wrap up this segment right now. We're going to come back. We're going to start getting into the best of as quickly as possible, and then we'll turn this thing over to Bill at the top of the hour from the Southern Steak and Oysters. The boys are getting all set up down there. They don't open the doors for us till about 6:30, so we don't get in there and get on the air till 7. So we'll go ahead and take care of that in just a couple of minutes as we're getting everything set up. We'll come back. We'll hear from Kevin Hagan. He will dissect what happened to Alabama in the national championship game and what will happen with the coaching staff and in the offseason. And then we'll hear from Chris Landry here in just a little bit, and he will break down everything going on in the world of college football, including your favorite new word, the transfer portal. Your favorite new term. I know everybody's looking to get that thing banned as soon as possible. I've already heard it more times in the last couple of days than I thought I would ever hear in my entire life. But here we are. We're in the age of the transfer portal. So I'm going to transfer portal myself right into this first break right here on the Bill King Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickled number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game day? What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer? ESPC 30 for 30 presents The Cattleman from Cosby.
All
A wreck with injuries on Charlotte Avenue and another wreck without injuries on Patterson Street. Looks like Lafayette is already very full. The Eastern Split is slow but steady. Make a living with a career that makes a difference. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Nashville is home to great music and great times. Pickers Vodka pays tribute to both and is made right here in Music City. This premium vodka is distilled 11 times from non-GMO corn and gluten-free. Pickers Vodka is available in original, blood orange, pineapple, and blueberry. Stop by your local retailer and pick up a bottle of Pickers Vodka today.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, a mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers were born from the pursuit of speed. And now Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by participating in the Faster Than Yours Challenge, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf. For a limited time, test your current driver against the new TS2 and TS3 drivers, and you could win a $200 gift card. Come take the Titleist Challenge today, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for a limited time only.
The NFL's best square off in the ultimate football showdown. We'll be challenging the skills of these Pro Bowl All-Stars in competitions ranging from precision passing, best hands, gridiron gauntlet, the all-new 40-yard splash, to yes, even dodgeball, because every quarterback who's been hit by a defensive lineman deserves a chance to settle the score. It's All-Stars at Play at the 2019 Pro Bowl Skills Showdown, Thursday, January 24th, 9 p.m. on ESPN and Disney XD.
Owensboro, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell from Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. Scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
Hell, he beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
Welcome back in, Bill King Show. Hour number one on a Friday morning. Bill King takes over at the top of the hour live from the Southern Steak and Oyster on the corner of 3rd and Bunbury in downtown Nashville at the base of the Pinnacle Building. Just trace that wonderful building from the Nashville skyline all the way down the street level, and there you'll find one fantastic restaurant to get a good breakfast in, and also join WNSR for some fantastic sports talk. Bill King on location from 7 to 9, and then the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on location from 9 to 11. They will have some special guests, as they always do when they head on downtown towards the Southern. Just two blocks down from the Omni Nashville Hotel. No problems finding it. And of course, we love the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show is presented by the Omni Nashville. Kevin Hagan joins Bill King, and here is a conversation that the two of them had this week.
Kevin Hagan's always with us on this slot, and I've had quite a few people say, Bill, this might be my most eagerly anticipated Kevin Hagan interview or conversation because of all that's going on down in Alabama. And it's kind of interesting to say that because Alabama just went 14-1, and it feels like we're having a funeral. Literally. I mean, 14-1, which any team other than Clemson would take right now. And it's like we're talking about the death of something here. Kevin, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible. I mean, granted, Alabama got their butt handed to them in the national championship game, but as I said last week, I expected Coach Saban to make changes because changes needed to be made in the program, win or lose, and certainly after the loss, there were changes that needed to be made. But wow, I never anticipated what has transpired in the last week in Tuscaloosa. Nick Saban, I expected changes. He's gone full scorched earth, and the reality is the Grim Reaper has shown up at the capstone, and I don't think he's done with his business yet. As a matter of fact, I know that for a fact, and I'm sure we'll get into that soon.
Here's what I'm going to try and attempt to speak for the audience. This offense at Alabama, let's say all the way through the first half of the national championship game, because, I mean, they were pretty good there for about a quarter and a half. I mean, they weren't bad in that game. But this offense was an epic all-time type offense. The quarterback and his playmaking, the skill players, tight end Irv Smith, the receivers, the running backs, and the offensive line. I mean, it might not have been the best offensive line ever compared to the one that they had in 2012, but, I mean, it was a hellacious offensive line. They got first-round draft picks on that group. But that whole offense, basically, even the style of play, it sounds like they're gutting all of it, right? Well, coaching-wise, at least, right?
Running back coach Joe Panunzio will be back, and tight end coach Jeff Banks will be back. But yes, it was probably a tremendous surprise to most Alabama fans that in his first staff meeting after the national championship game, Coach Saban turned his full wrath to the offensive side of the ball rather than defensive side of the ball. And that does not mean the defense gets a pass, but he turned his wrath to the offensive side of the ball. And some of this goes all the way back to the scouting report. When Alabama has his bye week every year before the LSU game, as I'm sure every college football team does, they do a very in-depth self-scouting report. Offense, defense, what are we doing right, whatever. And there were some things that on the report that needed to be addressed. Things like it was discovered that Alabama was becoming very predictable in the red zone, that Alabama down the stretch wasn't doing a very good job of utilizing its key playmakers like Josh Jacobs in the red zone. And I think the reality came on Monday night was the fact that why this was a very dynamic offense. It put up record numbers at Alabama, put up, you know, PlayStation video game type numbers. But the reality is going to the RPO offense, and I talked a little bit about this last week, Alabama lost a lot of its offensive identity. And when it finally ran into an elite defense, it wasn't able to be typical Alabama. It wasn't able to be physical Alabama up front. And I can tell you that is exactly what Coach Saban wants to get back to, is he wants to be able to take and utilize the talents of Tua Tagovailoa and those wide receivers. So he wants to utilize spread principles, but he wants to be able to get back to the Alabama identity of being physical up front, being able to run the ball when they need to run the ball. And he was, like I said, I just kind of emphasize how disappointed he was in the production down the stretch in the red zone. That just was totally unacceptable to him.
Kevin Hagan with us talking Alabama. Okay, let me start with something that I don't agree with, and that is bringing back Sark. Now, I haven't seen an official announcement, but it sounds like that is what is happening, correct?
There has been no official announcement, but at this point I would be beyond shocked if Steve Sarkisian is not a part of the 2019 staff. What I have been told is that his final role has not been determined on whether he will just be quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, or quarterback coach and offensive coordinator, and I believe that to be true. That final decision has not been made, but I do not see – I just cannot imagine him not being a part of this staff. I'm not thrilled with it either. It has absolutely nothing to do with the national championship game that he coached in Clemson when he had to jump in after Lane Kiffin was sent packing. I give him a total mulligan on that game. I'm just not a Steve Sarkisian fan, and that's more of a personal thing of him than as a coach. I will say this, talking to people in the program and other people in the profession, a lot of people have told me that they'd be very, very happy to see him as the quarterback coach at Alabama, but I cannot imagine that he turned down being the offensive coordinator of an NFL team to come to Alabama just to be the quarterback coach. I will personally be very shocked. I expect him to be the offensive coordinator at Alabama. Now, don't read into that I was rooting for Chip Long. Long, because I did not want Chip Long to be the next offensive coordinator. I didn't want us to run Dan Enos off. I thought Dan Enos did a fabulous job developing Jalen Hurts and coaching Tua Tagovailoa, and I probably more so than most people can speak authoritatively about Dan Enos, and I was very excited about the prospects of Dan Enos taking over as the offensive coordinator at Alabama, and I can tell you that was the plan in early December. That changed on Monday night, and you want to ask me who did I want my offensive coordinator to be? I wanted it to be Dan Enos.
Kevin Hagan with us. And I want to get into some coaching and assistance, but Tate Martell has selected Miami, so I assume that means Jalen Hurts isn't going there. Any thoughts, or are you getting any vibe on what Jalen Hurts is going to do?
Maybe. None at all. None at all at this point. Since he started the Jalen Hurts tour, nothing. All I can say is wherever that young man lands, I will be rooting for him and wish him absolutely nothing but the best.
Josh Gattis, that audio clip, and it got out yesterday, and everybody's talking about how he's talking about he got a butt chewing. And then he got out of there. He was telling Saban, in his words, that he was leaving. Saban was trying to get him to stay. Now, I don't know if that's exactly what was going on there. And then he gets a call from Harbaugh, and obviously now he's going to be the play caller. Harbaugh no longer is going to be the play caller. He's handed that to Gattis. But he's a guy that at least there for a while was very highly thought of, too, just like Enos.
Yeah, well, let me just say this as a blanket statement. In regards to all of the coaching changes that you have seen and will see at Alabama, coaches are going to say what they have to say to put the best spin they can on their move and to protect and help their new employer. So that's a blanket statement. I can tell you that I have no doubt that Josh Gattis got a thorough butt-chewing from Coach Saban. But after that, I'll just have – that would be the only comment that I can make on that. He was an elite recruiter for Alabama. He was a great wide receiver coach for Alabama. I wish things could have worked out that he could have stayed at Alabama, but that wasn't the reality. But I understand coaches have to say what they have to say when they get to their new destinations. But I would just caution Alabama fans give it time and just let the dust settle, and all of this will eventually – the truth will eventually come out.
How many coaches does Saban need to hire right now?
Well, right now, it depends on how it goes, if we're going to have an offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, or whether those are two positions or not. So
right. That's
potentially two openings there. You have the offensive line position open. We have the wide receiver position open right now. And then I will say this. I think Coach Saban is addressing the offensive side of the ball right now. I think I know after National Signing Day, Coach Saban will address the defensive side of the ball, and I think there will be at least two coaches currently on the defensive side of the ball that will no longer be a part of the staff.
So that is, what, about seven changes?
Yeah, and
I'm guessing.
Let's be honest. I mean, we replaced what? So we had, what, six new coaches last year and potentially six or seven this year? That type of continual turmoil is never good for a program. You can try to put a spin on it all you want to, but you cannot continue to do that year after year. It's hard for, within the program itself, it makes recruiting hard because recruiting is so much building of relationships. So this is not something moving forward that Alabama can afford to bring in six or seven new coaches every year. That's not the formula to having winning football. And by winning football, I mean for Alabama right now, winning football, the definition, of course, is competing for national championships.
Kevin Hagan with us talking Alabama. Okay, now recruiting. This class is ranked number one, and it's way out in front in the number one slot, and there's still a couple of players. The linebacker in California, the Shropshire kid down in Louisiana, waiting on them. But the ones that signed, is there any worries there because of all these assistants that are leaving?
No, I haven't heard any worries from any of the players that have signed, and it looks like Alabama's going to end up having 16 of those signatures be early enrollees, which is absolutely fabulous. No, I have not heard of any concerns there, but I will say this coaching change has and will impact Alabama's signing class, how they finish the class for February the 6th. I'm told right now that I agree with this 100%. The number one priority is our Henry Tooto, the linebacker out of California, De La Salle High School. He's going to come in for his official visit January the 25th through the 27th. He camped at Bama in June. Tosh Lapoy is his lead recruiter. That is an Alabama-Tennessee battle. It will be a battle to the bitter end. Byron Young, who was an Alabama commit, chose not to sign on National Signing Day. He's going to be a primarily one, and also Ishmael Sopcher. Chris Bogle, everybody understands that with the new hiring of Manny Diaz, that is going to be one that Alabama is just going to have to – he's committed verbally to Alabama. Alabama's going to have to fight tooth and nail to hang on to him down to February the 6th. And, of course, Tosh Lapoy and Joe Panunzi are his lead recruiters. Chris Bogle is one of five Alabama commits and three targets that will play this Saturday in the Polynesian Bowl. It's 11 a.m. Central on CBS Sports Net, so I would encourage Alabama fans, it's a chance to watch a lot of our players. I couldn't tell you definitively. It certainly helps that Chris Bogle's out there right now hanging around with other Alabama recruits. Alabama will not let up on Chris Bogle, but Manny Diaz will make hanging on to him very tough between now and National Signing Day.
Boy, I don't know that we've had a conversation to date since you've been with us, Kevin, that's got so many moving parts right now. Wow.
Bill, it's incredible. I've never seen anything like this at any time during the Saban era. I'm not trying to be negative at all, but at the same time, I'm not going to, blow sunshine up people's skirt when it's not the facts. Here's the harsh reality, and this is my personal opinion, okay, but I think a lot of people would back me up in the know on this. The final chapters of the Nick Saban legacy are going to be based, Bill, on these final coaching hires he makes this season. I think this is an absolute pivotal moment of how the Nick Saban era at Alabama will end. I think it is that serious right now in Tuscaloosa, and I'm very anxious to see how, who he fills with these positions. It is literally that critical.
Kevin Hagan joins the Bill King Show each and every Wednesday morning right here on the Bill King Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bill King takes over here at the top of the hour, live from the Southern Steak and Oyster. I'm your host, just for the hour, Crazy Charlie Sonnier. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll hear from Chris Landry. He has an update on a couple of things that Bill and Kevin were just talking about right here on the Bill King Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
One of the first things we tell our players is keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrive, we ask them to write a postcard home right then. We keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call. And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine.
Reach out and touch someone.
Day is heating up around I-40, 12th Avenue, and Rosa Parks Boulevard. On the East Bank, North 1st Street is staying full between Jefferson and Main. Vietnam Vets starts getting slow around Gallatin Pike. Float Alchemy is a modern wellness center with natural options to help you decrease pain, stress, and anxiety. Visit floatalchemy.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
James Hunter Painting in Brentwood is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. James Hunter Painting has been leading the industry with quality and pride for years. For residential, commercial, interior, or exterior new construction or remodeling, call the pros at James Hunter Painting today at 615-870-9602. That's 615-870-9602. James Hunter Painting, turning your dreams into a reality.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals, but I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. And for January, try the delicious pizza sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, I'm gonna knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I gotta tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cutoff and running in the open field, headed for the end zone.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
Welcome back in, Bill King Show. C-Bus Steve bringing us back from break right there. I'm your host, Crazy Charlie Sonia. Bill King taking over at the top of the hour live from the Southern Steak and Oyster. You heard from Kevin Hagan in the last segment. And Kevin, of course, joins the Bill King Show every Wednesday morning. Well, Chris Landry of Landry Football, he joins the Bill King Show every Thursday morning. He's got an update on some of the things Bill and Kevin were talking about and also talking all things college football with the king of college football. Here's their conversation from yesterday morning.
Chris, I forgot to ask you the other day. We were on the phone together. Where are you? You're on the road. I know.
West Shrine practices this week and then the Senior Bowl next week. So the All-Star draft prospect All-Star game circuit is kind of what I'm normally do this time of year. So in St. Petersburg this week and Mobile next week.
Oh, gotcha.
Next week, excuse me.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, a lot of things I'm sure the audience wants to hear from you. Let's begin with Jalen Hurts. It's announced he's transferring to Oklahoma. They've kind of had the magic wand up there, Lincoln Riley. Talk about what Lincoln Riley can do with Jalen Hurts. His passing prowess has been a question. What can they do together there to make that right?
Well, the reason why I think it's such a really good move for Jalen is that if you look at what Lincoln did from Baker Mayfield to Kyler Murray, those two are completely different quarterbacks, and yet they had immeasurable success with both of them. So whatever Jalen has in his arsenal, and it's different than those other two, he's not as good a passer as Baker, and he's a different style of athlete and passer than Murray. Whatever he has in him, I'm very comfortable in saying Lincoln Riley is going to get out of him. Now, I don't think that it's as good he will be as effective because I don't think he's as talented athletically as Murray, and Murray can fling it. He got a very quick release. He doesn't anticipate or throw it as well as Baker Mayfield, but both of those guys were a little different. So I think we'll see a little bit of a different approach in terms of how they kind of tailor what they do with it. But this scheme is so tailor-made for what a guy like Jalen can do in terms of up-tempo, and it creates so much spacing and coverage that, quite frankly, it's very easy to throw the football in it. And, you know, Murray was someone that he didn't anticipate very well. When guys came open, he threw the football, which you can't get away with that in the NFL, but it is something that you can do very effectively in this style of offense. So I would expect that Jalen will improve as a passer. Certainly his numbers will, and you see the element of being able to run the football with a little bit more power, less athletic quickness than Kyler Murray. But I'm excited for him. I think he'll have success. I don't think it's going to be like Heisman Trophy level success, that type. But I think he'll be very, very successful.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Since we last talked last Thursday, Kyler Murray has declared for the NFL. So you're on the road. You're always scouting. You're always talking to coaches. What's the thinking about where, and obviously we don't know what team, but where he'll be taken? Is it for sure that it's the first round? Because that's the gamble he's making here.
Well, I said last week, you know, and I've said this, and I'm some people are starting to pick this up now. I felt all along this is a negotiating ploy by Murray and his agent, Scott Boras, his baseball agent. You know, he wants to get as much as he can out of the A's situation, and if they don't come with a really good offer that he's comfortable with, he has the football option to go to, and he can play that as long as he wants to, because, you know, he can get drafted and play and then decide he wants to go play baseball later. He can do that. So he has the leverage that others are not afforded. As a football player, a lot of people in the league haven't really studied him enough. I probably have more, and certainly with the teams that I'm involved with, I don't like him as much as other people do as a pro prospect. He is short, and that will be a factor. He is short, like he's 5'9 short, and he's not a great passer. He's a great passer in college. That's a big difference. He can throw the football, but he's more of a thrower than a passer. I think he's going to have a lot of adjustment to make to the pro style in terms of being able to make plays in the pocket and being able to anticipate. He doesn't anticipate very well. Now, do I think he can make it as a quarterback in the NFL? Yes, I do. Do I like him enough to take him really high in the first round? I do not. Some may. Would I consider taking him as long as baseball is on the table? I wouldn't even consider it until the later rounds just to have his rights, because I'm not going to take a guy unless I know with certainty that he's going to play football, and certainly at the quarterback position, because there's none of this. He's going to play baseball part-time and play football. You cannot do that and play quarterback in the NFL. That is no chance. It's completely off the table. So, and again, the risk there, he can tell you all he wants, unless he's willing to sign a waiver that's going to get his entire money back if he goes back to baseball, there's just no reason to not. It's not trusting him, but he always has that option to go back to baseball, which would make me very leery to go down that path with Kyler.
Chris Landry with us Thursdays in this slot, LandryFootball.com. A lot of other topics. Let's revisit something. Alabama and Nick Saban. Nick's a guy that you knew up in Cleveland. You've known him probably longer than many people out there. Sounds like Tosh Lupoy now is leaving. And I do think that was in the works, Cleveland. And that means this entire staff's going to be gutted off a 14-1 team and a team that was record levels of good offensively. What's Nick thinking here?
Well, you know, here's the thing about the offense, and this is my view. It may be in the minority. I think fans got really caught up into the high-flying offense.
Right.
Personally, I think that they lost a little bit of their identity. I thought, you know, what people have to understand is that once you become up-tempo, high-flying offense, score a lot, you put your defense on the field for more snaps, and you put your defense on the field with shorter intervals between series, you're not going to be as good defensively. And I thought they lost a little bit of their physicality, and I think that, you know, people don't pay attention to it until you lose a game. But the vulnerability was there all year. There just wasn't anybody good enough to beat them. Georgia was capable but couldn't do it. And Clemson did. I mean, you know, it is nothing against what they did. because, again, people look at it as, well, they scored a bunch of points. To me, it's the really great teams can run the four-minute offense well and score, go on 4, 5, 6, 7-minute drives and compress the game and keep your defense fresh. And to me, that's dominant football, and that's what Alabama is best at. And I think that when you get into a little bit of an up-tempo and high-scoring offense and your defense becomes a little vulnerable, then you, I think, become vulnerable at the highest level, which is, you know, listen, had Clemson not been as good, Alabama would have probably won it again this past year. The year before, you know, let's remind folks that while Tua didn't start the game, and he shouldn't have expected the dynamics that resulted in him winning the game, let's remind folks that he threw a lot of bad passes and made a lot of mistakes in that game. Georgia dropped 2 interceptions in the second half, or else we're talking about perhaps Alabama losing twice in the championship game. My point is the offense to me was good because Tua and the playmakers made it look good. I never felt that Mike Locksley was a good fit for Nick. I, you know, that was one that had success in terms of points, but I never thought that was a great fit personally. Now, it worked out a lot better because they can overcome it with talent. So, and obviously Mike left for the right reason to go to be a head coach. Dan Enos, I thought, had some merit as a play caller, but Nick felt like he wasn't ready for that. And Nick made some decisions last year based on recruiting. Josh Gattis bringing him in. Certainly Mike was a really good recruiter because of the fact they didn't have as successful recruiting class the year before. Really good, but not the best in the country. So therefore, he reacted to that. Personally, I think he overreacted. And I don't think from a technical and a play calling and a game planning standpoint, they were as good. And Nick didn't either. That's on offense and on defense. Tosh Lapoy is not really ready to be a play caller, but wanted to keep him as a recruiter, and so he did. I think this is a great move for Tosh to go to Cleveland with the Browns because he can learn a little bit more about on-the-field coaching, because in the NFL, you have to really be a superior coach because the talent level is more evenly dispersed. I don't know that it's a great fit for the Browns, but it's great for Tosh to learn that because that's where he's a little bit lacking or a little bit green. It's not that he's lacking in ability, he just doesn't have the experience. So in short, Nick is trying to get guys that he's a little bit more comfortable with, that he's had experience with, and that are a little bit better in the development side and hopefully not sacrifice some recruiting elements. But most of the move, like Gattis was not going to be, certainly he wasn't going to promote him to be the coordinator. And he wasn't, as I mentioned, as comfortable as maybe I might have been with Dan Enos as the play caller. So, you know, it makes sense that Dan is going to go to Miami and he can be the coordinator for a guy that is a defensive head coach. He can have, you know, everything that he wants. And anybody that knows how the Nick Saban situation works is guys want to go there and work, get it on their resume. Quite frankly, they want to get out of there as quickly as they can and get the best job that they can because it's more of a meat grinder than most places. So it's not exactly the love boat over there. So it's one of those cases where you've got to take advantage of it. Now, I will say this. He's working on a move defensively that I've been after him for a while to make a move, and we'll see if he can pull it off. I'm not sure if he can convince the guy to come. I can't say too much at this point, but there is a tremendous hire, off the charts good hire on the defensive side. I think it's going to be tough for him to pull it off personally, but we'll see. I don't mean to be so cryptic, but I don't want to mess things up or you know, get in any trouble there. But we'll wait and see. Obviously, we'll find out soon enough. And if it doesn't work, I'll be glad to share, you know, the details of it in another week or two. But this is probably the toughest stretch for him, as he's had to replace a lot of coaches last year. But, you know, let's see how it plays out. I think that the offensive side, people say, oh, nothing was wrong with it. It's not anything was wrong with – nothing was wrong with the offense other than the fact that they won because the quarterback – with really good pass protection, could extend plays, and they could play a little, you know, schoolyard football with those receivers getting open. But in terms of the ability to see defenses and to adjust to post-snap reads, that's not something that Tua really progressed with all year long, and it caught him in the championship game. You know, other teams couldn't take advantage of it. Clemson did. So it's not a reaction just to the Clemson game, but it's a reaction of they got away with some things that I think he felt like he needs to get better with. And by the way, if Tua's going to be the type of pro player that some people are hoping he can be, he's going to have to become a lot better at seeing the defense because everything he does is pre-snap read and run RPOs, which is, quite frankly, not very difficult. And you can get a lot of people to teach that. And I think a lot of the credit with the explosive offense had to do with, you know, maybe it went to some of the coaching. And I don't think they did a poor job at all, but I think they could do a lot better in terms of how they go about playing what I call complementary football. And that's the key. I don't think 50 points is necessarily good offense. I think good offense is, you know, maybe 30 points in controlling the game with ball control and finishing sustained drives with 7 points as opposed to going up and down the field, where even in the Oklahoma game, Bill, in the playoffs, they had a big cushion. But there was a stretch there where if they didn't have an 11 or 18-point cushion, they were going to get in a shootout game with Oklahoma. And they didn't have that cushion against Clemson. And that, to me, is the difference. And that, to me, is what they need to get away from, because I think that makes them a little bit more vulnerable. And if you're Alabama, there's no reason to be vulnerable to anybody because you can recruit the best players and you've got to be able to get back to being dominant at the line of scrimmage and dominant physically, which I thought they lost a little bit of their way this year. And here I am talking about, you know, a team that you think maybe lost 4 games this year. It's not the case, of course, but, you know, you've got to be able to see through those things even when you win. And I think Nick has, and the one thing that people might not understand about the guy is that while he's hard-nosed and maybe tough to be around, the guy is not stubborn. The guy is willing to change. In fact, as I've kind of alluded to in this conversation, he probably changed a little bit too much the other way in overreacting to the recruiting. So he's trying to find that right combination, and we'll see how it plays out.
Chris Landry of Landry Football joins the Bill King Show every Thursday morning. If you want to hear more, there was actually a second segment. You can always find that on SoundCloud or iTunes. Just search the Bill King Show, or you can always follow the radio station here at Nashville Sports Radio on Twitter, and we'll send that link out again here in just a little bit. But Bill and Chris went on to talk for another full segment. PrimoSeats.com. It's PrimoSeats.com. Best seats, best prices, even up to the very last minute. Concerts, sporting events. You've heard my testimonials many times here on this fantastic show. PrimoSeats.com has helped me out and helped me cross off several bucket list concert and sporting events. With the schedule that I keep, I don't always know when I'm going to have time off, so it's tough to plan well out in advance when shows are advanced or when tickets first go on sale to get into these events. So I always appreciate a service like what Sean Sullivan offers at PrimoSeats.com. Remember, if you enter Bill is King in the promo code line, you'll save yourself 5% on each and every purchase you make at PrimoSeats.com. So they're not only the best seats, the best prices, but the best customer service, and they'll save you a couple of bucks with that promo code Bill is King. My testimonials are endless. I've used PrimoSeats.com even up to the very last hours before a show. I have always gotten in. I have always had a fantastic time. And even the one time time when I cut too close, Sean Sullivan called me personally to make sure that everything had been taken care of and that I had gotten into the venue successfully. I'm telling you, top-notch service over there at PrimoSeats.com from Sean Sullivan. We always appreciate him being a sponsor here of the show. Again, PrimoSeats.com. Bill King getting set up down at the Southern Steak and Oyster. That's just two blocks down from the Omni Nashville Hotel, which presents The Bill King Show.
We urge you to pay these prices and please pay no more.
I-65 is getting very full and very slow north of Trinity. I-24 West is a cesspool of slow south of Hickory Hollow Parkway. Vietnam Vets has medium-heavy traffic around Gallatin Pike. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. Check out their website at icusecurityinc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, general manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless, a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
We are NFL Network.
This team is rising to the challenge.
Making your morning.
It's your morning football!
Your Thursday nights.
What a fun Thursday night football game.
All day, every day.
We are all over it here on Total Access.
We are the Pulse.
Is this their game? Is this their Super Bowl?
We are about to see something special.
The Source.
Who's the most dynamic player?
The Game.
Reaches up, pulls it down!
We are football. We are NFL Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-755-6390. That's 800-755-6390. 800-755-6390.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Early fog, then cloudy across Nashville today. We're looking at a high of 50. Showers possible this evening, low 47. Heavy rain Saturday, high 62, with dropping temperatures. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR, South in Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
I'm
surprised you haven't heard of me.
Welcome back in, Bill King's show. Just about to wrap up hour number one here on a Friday morning. Bill King taking over at the top of the hour. I am, of course, your host, Crazy Charlie Sonny, just for a couple of more minutes. We're all inside the Southern Steak and Oyster down at the corner of 3rd and Munbrian. Our engineer, Adam Johnson, getting us all set on location. In just a couple of minutes, Bill King will be taking over, of course. You can always find the Southern right there at the corner of 3rd and Munbrian. You can trace the Pinnacle Building from the magical Nashville skyline all the way down to street level. And there, you'll find an outstanding location to get a great meal and also to listen to some great sports talk this morning, as Bill King will be on location from 7 to 9. And then Greg Pogan, Big Joe from 9 to 11, just two blocks from the Omni Nashville Hotel. Remember, you can always get all interviews, all full hours and shows by going to the Bill King Show on SoundCloud or on iTunes. Here at Nashville Sports Radio, we go ahead and send out the links through Twitter at Nash Sports Radio. After each interview and each hour is complete, we make sure you have those, because we know in an on-demand world, everybody out there is very busy, so we make that available for you to listen to as soon as possible once the live programming is completed. So it's always available to you through iTunes and SoundCloud. Remember, download the WNSR app. You'll be able to get access to listen to the Bill King Show completely for free wherever you are. And of course, we make it available through WNSR.com if you need to stream live on your desktop, or if you just prefer the method of streaming the show for free. Bill King coming up in a couple of minutes. He's going to have a full open hour of phones, so 888-702-5494 if you'd like to jump on right now. It's going to be gas bagging and bloviating from the Southern Steak and Oyster on college football for the next hour. And then Brad Powers going to be taking the third hour, of course. Ask BP is your hashtag if you want to get requests in through Twitter, and you tweet to @BillIsKing and use that hashtag and you'll be able to get your questions. And I know Rob in the 210's probably already got his questions submitted for Brad Powers this morning. So handicapping on all things college football coming up in hour number three on the Bill King Show. Thank you so much for everybody joining us. Remember, there is no such thing as an off season, so the Bill King Show keeps rocking and rolling all winter long into spring ball, and before you know it, it'll be summer and we'll be right back into fall camp, and it'll be time to kick off another regular season. It comes and it goes just that quickly, and the times in between, while they can seem tedious, no reason to count down. Let's celebrate and enjoy what we have right now, and let's talk about transfer portals. Let's talk about things like that. All kinds of things are going on out there. It's been, as Bill would say, a very newsy week, and I'm sure he's got lots to say once he gets on live here at the Southern Steak and Oyster in just a couple of minutes. Thanks so much. This is Crazy Charlie Sonny. If for some reason you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you're welcome to do so at CrazyCharlie615. You know, I don't really keep it on topic on Twitter. I just make funny jokes, remarks, and things like that from some time about turkey sandwiches. So if that's something you're interested in, check it out. I would appreciate the follow over there. And of course, you can follow the Bill King Show at Bill Is King, also on Facebook. And of course, you can follow Nashville Sports Radio at Nash Sports Radio. And we would very much appreciate if you would do that right there. Bill King takes over in just a couple of minutes right here on Nashville Sports Radio. From the Southern Steak and Oyster, the corner of 3rd and Munbrian, the base of the Pinnacle Building, just two blocks from the Omni Nashville Hotel. Come on down, get yourself a great breakfast, and also check out some great sports talk. I'm Crazy Charlie Sonny. Thank you so much for listening to this hour, which was the best of the Bill King Show. We took you through the archives in the week that was the Bill King Show. Now we'll turn it over live to Bill at the Southern, just a couple of minutes right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Tua. Do it another process. Tua. Maybe steal some crab legs or grope a female to get her approval. Tua. Forget about the crab legs and the co-eds if you don't play for FSU. Tua. Pilot of the Death Star.